From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. This year's Nobel Prize in Physics will be shared by three scientists who created revolutionary technologies we now take for granted. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Half of the $1.4 million prize will go to Charles Kao, who was born in Shanghai and went on to develop fiber optics in England. Those are the cables that carry information in the form of light rather than electricity. And these days they're everywhere, from phone lines to internet cables. The Nobel Committee says there's enough fiber optic cable on Earth to wrap around the globe 25,000 times. The other half of the prize will be shared by Willard Boyle and George Smith. They worked at the famed Bell Labs in Murray Hill, New Jersey, and figured out how to make a detector that turns light into electronic signals. Those are now at the heart of many digital cameras, medical devices, telescopes, interplanetary probes, and all sorts of other useful devices. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. has made some progress in its diplomatic talks with Iran over Tehran's nuclear ambitions. NPR's Martin Cassidy has more.
In a Q&A session taped by CNN at George Washington University, Clinton said the talks last week in Geneva yielded preliminary agreements which amount to a first step in a diplomatic process.
This was a worthwhile meeting, but as the president has said, and I and others have also made clear, this is not by any means a stopping point.
She said Iran has agreed to allow international inspection of a recently disclosed second uranium enrichment plant and to export most of its stockpile of low-enriched uranium to Russia and France, though the mechanics of how that will happen have yet to be agreed upon. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The Afghan Defense Ministry says 10 Afghan soldiers have died and more than 100 insurgents have been killed or wounded in fighting in the south and east of the country. The ministry says that the deaths occurred over the last 24 hours in two separate locations. Hundreds of insurgents armed with automatic rifles and rocket-propelled grenades stormed a pair of remote outposts in eastern Afghanistan's Nuristan province on Saturday, killing 8 U.S. soldiers and capturing more than 20 Afghan security troops in one of the deadliest battles of the war for U.S. forces. The Nuristan governor says fighting is underway again today in the same area where Afghan and international forces are sweeping the forested and mountainous terrain for insurgents behind the weekend violence. Oil prices held above $71 a barrel in Asian trading today as a jump in global stock markets boosted investor confidence. Benchmark crude for November delivery was up by 60 cents to $71.01 a barrel in electronic trading. Meanwhile, Japanese stock prices closed higher today. The Nikkei average was up by 17 points, or 0.2%. This is NPR News. The National Retail Federation says this year's holiday season will be a weak one at stores and shopping malls across the U.S. amid the sluggish economy. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
Scott Krugman with the National Retail Federation says retailers are expected to see a sales drop of about 1% during November and December. He says shoppers remain frugal and retailers are keeping their shelves lean.
The consumer that waits for the last minute this year to do the bulk of their shopping is going to be disappointed. If you're trying to play that game of chicken with retailers, this is a year you're going to lose.
Consumers are still worried about job security heading into the holiday season. The nation's unemployment rate hit a 26-year high in September at 9.8%. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The government today issues its official forecast for heating homes this winter, and the report is expected to contain good news for consumers. Natural gas supplies are at record levels. Already, some utilities are telling their natural gas customers that costs will be down 10 to 20%, and in some cases more than 30% this winter. The Energy Information Office says that people who heat with propane can expect a double-digit drop. Electric heat users will see only a small decline. However, people who use heating oil might see a slight jump, though prices are half what they were in the summer of 2008. On the not-so-bright side, the economy and high unemployment will probably mean that millions of people will seek federal help to heat their homes this winter. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.